Greetings, dear radio friends. This once again is Keith Kaiser coming to you from Manna in the Morning, studying in God's Holy Word in John chapter 13, the Upper Room Ministry of Christ. This morning our reading is in John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. How very important this was, that the Lord Jesus, who had loved them perfectly, and as our verse 1 says of this chapter, loved them to the fullest extent possible, that now he leaves them with the charge to love one another. How important this is for Christians to love one another. It was to be the great testimony to the world that they belong to the Lord Jesus. For after all, in the annals of history, there is no one who ever loved like the Lord Jesus. As a well-known hymn puts it, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Another hymn says, O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in its depths its flow may richer, fuller be. How great the love of the Lord Jesus is. A third hymn says, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? And indeed it is, dear friends. No one ever loved like the Lord Jesus. He loved to the end. He loved to the fullest extent possible. He so loved the world that he would die for their sins, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, as John 3:16 says. But now he was telling them that they must love one another in the same manner. It's no good saying, well, I'll love the people that are lovely. No, the Lord Jesus loved the unlovely. He loved those who were difficult. He loved those who were abrasive and bothersome, those who get on our nerves, get under our skin. The Lord Jesus loved them all. So we need to love one another too. One of the early Christians, some centuries after the time of Christ, a fellow by the name of Jerome, who was a great Bible translator, was being carried into meetings when he was quite old, reports of the Apostle John being carried into meetings when he was quite old. And the Apostle John used to say to his followers that would carry him around when he was old and couldn't walk, he would say, beloved, love one another. And his followers finally got tired of it one day, as young people sometimes get tired of hearing the same old thing from older ones. And they said to him, sir, why do you keep saying to us, love one another? And he said, firstly, because it's the commandment of the Lord. Secondly, because if it is practiced, it is enough. Now that's a very endearing story, and it expresses a lot of truth. Because if we really love one another as the Lord Jesus loves us, then the world is going to sit up and take notice. They're going to say, as was said about the early Christians when they were being martyred, behold how they love one another. Behold how they die for one another. Today, we're too focused on ourselves, too selfish, too into our own schedules, too busy caring about our own finances, not worrying too much about our brothers and sisters. Oh, dear believers, we need to come back to the simplicity of God's Word, to the basics of Christianity, and love one another just as the Lord Jesus loved us. To continue to love each other even when someone causes offense to us. To go and seek to make it right. To not sweep sin under the rug and let it become a root of bitterness. But rather, when we're offended, like Scripture says, to go to the one who's offended us and to confront them with what they've done and to seek to be reconciled with them. We are, if we've been the ones to cause offense, to again go and make it right with our brother or sister and to show them the love of Christ. Oh, how important this is. How sad that so often the world sees Christians fighting, sees disagreement and bitterness, sees us getting annoyed with one another, sees us taking names to divide each other and calling each other names. Indeed, if we followed the Lord's commandment, our testimony would be far different. Beloved, let us love one another.